Hilchas Eroitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, laws of homicide and laws for the preservation of life, chapter 2. This chapter contains 16 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter deals with specialized cases in which the death penalty is not given for a case of murder. Halacha Aleph, Kol Ha'huirek Chaveiroi B'yodoi, any case where a person directly kill someone else with his own hand, kigoin shehikohu besayif. For example, if he struck him with a sword, oy be'even hamemisa, or with a stone that is of sufficient size and weight to kill someone, oy shechonka yachemes, or he strangled him until he died, oy sarfay ba'esh, or he burned him in fire, hoye v'horgei be'mikol mokim hu be'atzmai. In any case, since by whatever means he himself killed his fellow man, Hareza Narag Bebezdin. The murderer is to be put to death by the Bezdin. Halocha Beis, Aval Hasoiche Hoireg. If, however, one hires an assassin, Lariges Chaveri, to kill his fellow man, Oisha Sholach Avodah Vaharguhu, where he sent his slaves to kill someone, and his slaves are as if it were done by his own hand, nevertheless, since he did not do it directly himself, or he didn't kill him at all, but he tied him down and left him there before a hungry lion, and the lion killed him, or some other similar case where he tied him up and put him where he was in danger, but he didn't kill him, the animal killed him, or a case of suicide, one who killed himself. In all of these cases, in all of these cases, this is considered shedding of innocent blood, and he is considered a murderer, va'avoin hariga biyodai, and he has committed the sin of murder, v'chayav misa l'shamayim, and he is guilty of the death penalty before the heavenly court, v'ein b'hem misas bezdin, but in all of these cases, there is no death penalty given out by the human bezdin. Halacha Gimel, uminayin shekein hu hadin, and where do we learn in the Torah that the law is such that in these cases the death penalty is not given out by Bezdin, even though they are guilty of a capital crime? Shenemar, the posuk says, a posuk in Noach, shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam domo yishofech, when one who spills the blood of a human being, his blood is to be spilled by human beings. What does it mean? It says one who spills the blood of a human being, then his blood is to be spilled. That means one who he himself commits the murder, not by sending some agent to do it. Then he is to be put to death by human beings. However, as the pasuk says, as dimchem lenafshe seichem edroish, the pasuk continues by saying, your blood for your living human beings I will demand. What does that mean? Zehoirigatzmai, that means dimchem lenafshe seichem, your blood of your own human beings, that means one who spills his own blood, that means he who kills himself, he who commits suicide. The pasuk says, Edroish, that God says, I will demand his blood. Then it says further, Miyad kol chaya edrishenu, from the hand of any wild beast, I will demand it. What does that mean? Zehamoiser chaveiroi lifnei chaya letarfai, one who gives over his fellow man to a wild beast to tear him apart, but he himself didn't kill him. Then the pasuk there also says, Edrishenu, I will demand his blood. Then the pasuk continues, Umiyad ha'odam, and from the hand of man, Miyad ish ochiv, from the hand of one man for his fellow man, Edroish es nefesh ha'odam, from him I will demand the soul of man. That means, Shehasoicher acherim larig es chaveri. It means the hand of one man to his fellow man, It means that one who has hired his fellow man to kill someone else, some other fellow man. Ubeperish ne'emar b'shloshtam, and the posuk in these three cases explicitly uses the term loshin derisha. It uses the term I will demand his blood. What does that mean? Harei dinam mosur lashamayim. That means that they are guilty of paying with their blood, but I will demand it. That is, that the judgment is left to the heavenly Bezdin. Halacha dalit, kol elu haratzchonim v'chayotzei bahem, all of these murderous people and similar cases, she'eina mechuyovim misas Bezdin, even though technically they are not found guilty and they cannot be put to death by the Bezdin, if, however, a Jewish king desires to put them to death, not by Bezdin, but to put them to death by the royal decree, for the purpose of preserving civilization, he is permitted to do so. Similarly, if Bezdin, even though according to the law they cannot kill him, they decided to make a temporary exception here and to kill them contrary to law, if it was a case where there were many murders being considered and they saw that it was necessary in order to protect civilization, it was necessary to kill this person anyway, they are permitted to do it as they shall find necessary. They are permitted to do, so long as they don't make this a law, but to treat it as an exception to the law. Halocha hei, harei shaloi hargam hamelech, in a case where the king did not put such murderers to death, veloi hoiso hashoa tzricha lekach lechazik hadover, and Bezdin did not find it necessary because of current conditions, Bezdin did not find it necessary to make an example of them and put them to death contrary to law. Harei Bezdin chayovim mikol mokim lahakoisam makora bahakroiva lemisa. Nevertheless, Bezdin is not to let them go free. Bezdin is obligated, in any case, to beat them, a very severe beating which is comes close to killing them, although they may not actually kill them. Li'osra b'motzayir, to arrest them and imprison them in a prison, ubematzik, and to keep them on short rations close to starvation, shonim rabbis, and to do so for many years, ulitzarim bechal minei tzar, and to torture them with all sorts of torture, kidei lahafchit ulaayim al she'or harishoyim, in order to throw a fright into other evildoers, so that they shall not take this as an example to cause them to stumble here and commit the same sin. The Oimer and other evildoers will say, they see that this person went free, they will say, I will also indirectly bring about the death of my enemies, kederech she'osa ployni, and I'll do it just the same way that so-and-so did it, ve'ipotir, and I will go free. Halocha vav, echot ha'hoireg es ha'godl, o yes ha'kotn ben yoimai. The same rule applies, regardless of whether the victim whom he kills is an adult, o yes ha'kotn ben yoimai, or even if it's a small child, even the same day that he's born, bein zocha bein nekeva, regardless of whether the victim is a male or a female, harei ze nerag olovim horag bezodein, in either case, he is put to death because of this murder, if he killed him knowingly and willingly, oy goylem horag bishgoga, or he is sent to the exile cities if he killed him unwillingly. Vehu shekolu loy chadoshav. However, the case of a child who was just born, he is put to death or sent to exile only if the child is known that he was a full term birth. Avolim noilad lepochas mitisha chadoshim. If, however, he was born less than 9 months into the pregnancy, harehu kenefel. This is considered like an abortion, like a miscarriage. Acheyish hashloishim yoim, unless he has already lived 30 days. V'ahoyergoi b'toich shloishim yoim, and one who killed him within the 30 days, Eini Neregolov, he cannot be put to death in such a case, even though we will apply to him the other penalties that were given in Halacha Hei. Halacha Zayin, Echot HaHoyriges HaBori, and the same law applies to one who murdered a healthy person, Oyes HaChoyla HaNoitelomus, or if he killed someone who was sick anyway and was about to die, Vafilu HaReges HaGoyseis, and even if he killed someone who was already breathing with a characteristic breathing sound that is made by someone who is in the process of actually dying and will be dead within a few short moments. Nevertheless, if he kills even such a person, Neregolov, he's put to death because of this. Vimhoya goises bideyodam. If, however, he was in the process of dying, not a natural death, he was in the process of dying, a death that was inflicted upon him by people, for instance, someone struck him until he was in a condition where he was in the process of dying, and he was already making this characteristic noise, which means that he is already about to stop breathing. In such a case, in this case, if someone killed him, a bezdin, memisim moisei bezdin, cannot put him to death, because we say that he himself was not responsible for the death here. He, in conjunction with the one who attacked him, were together responsible for the death. Halochaches, hahoireges hatreifa, one who killed someone who was injured in such a way that he could not possibly live. The treifas, we learned some of them in Hilchis Shchita. Someone who was missing an organ or had been injured in such a way that he could not possibly live. Even though this person was previously eating and drinking and he was walking around in the streets, nevertheless he's considered as if he was already dead. And the one who killed him cannot be put to death by the human bezdin. V'chol odom b'cheskas sholem. Nevertheless, if we do not have some reason to suspect that the victim was a tereifa before, we always assume, we never assume this automatically, and we always make the assumption that he was a sholem, that he was a whole person and was not a tereifa. V'hoirgoy nerag, and the one who killed him is to be put to death, and he cannot claim that his victim was a treifa, unless there is proof. Achei voda bevadai, unless there is definite proof, sheze treifa, that this person was previously a treifa. Ve'yoimru haroifim, and only in a case where he has all previously been examined by physicians, and they have said, shemakazu eloi taila, that this injury that he has is one from which he will never recover, ba'adam. There's no way that a human being can recover from this. Ubo yomus, and he will definitely die from this injury. Im lo yimisenu davar acher, unless someone else kills him some other way first. And therefore, only in such a case where we have such a proof that he was a treifa, can the murderer be released from being put to death. Halochetes. Adam treifa shehoreges hanefesh nerog. If, however, the murderer was a treifa and he killed someone, nerog, he is to be put to death. Even though he's considered as if he is dead already, he is put to death. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ubiarta hara mikirbecha, you shall eradicate the evil doing from among you. Vehu sheyareg bifnei bezdin. But this case is only a case where he has committed the murder directly in front of Bezdin. Bezdin is not hear the facts from witnesses, but Bezdin themselves saw it. Then they put him to death. Aval bifnei edim, poter. If, however, he did it not before Bezdin, but the treifa committed a murder in front of witnesses who now testify in Bezdin, poter, then he is not put to death. Shema Yizoimu, because there's a technicality here which prevents him being put to death. Shema Yizoimu, because all cases, witnesses are not believed unless they say a kind of testimony in which it's Eidus Sha'atayochel Hazima. It's a kind of testimony in which we can apply the rules of Eidim Zoimim. And this will be learned in Hilchus Sanhedrin, Hilchus Eidus. But very briefly, the laws of Eidim Zoimim means that if witnesses testify against someone in Bezdin in any sort of a case, and then other witnesses appear and they testify that the first witnesses were false, because at the time when the thing to which they testify was supposed to have taken place, these witnesses were with us in some other place and could not have seen such a thing. The law is that these are called Eidim Zomimim, and these witnesses are punished with whatever would have happened to their intended victim had they successfully testified. So here, the witnesses who testified against the Treifa would have to testify in such a way that if they were to be found to be false witnesses, the punishment that they would give him would be given to them. The imhuzmu a narogim, but in such a case, since their intended victim was a treifa, so if they were found to be false witnesses, they could not be put to death. Shahare lo zammu elo larik treifa, because they said false testimony, which would have brought about the putting to death of a treifa, and therefore they would not be put to death for that. V'chol eidus she'eina re'uya lahazama, and any testimony in which you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of hazama, eina eidus b'dinei nefashis, is not treated as a valid testimony in capital cases. Therefore, since they could not be put to death, their victim cannot be put to death. So only if the Bezdin themselves witness the murder and do not need any witnesses, only then is the treifa who committed murder put to death. Halacha yud, echot ha-hoyreg es Yisrael, oy ha-hoyreg evet kenani. And the same rule that the murderer is put to death applies regardless of whether he killed a Jew or whether he killed a non-Jewish slave. That is, a slave who was a slave to a Jew, and he has certain laws similar to Jews. He is treated as a Jew for this case. Hareza Naragolov, the murderer is killed because of him. V'im horag bishgoga, and if he killed unintentionally, goyla, he is sent into exile, as we will learn in later chapters. Halacha yudalef, bari shoyna. Originally, the law was, misha horag ger toishav, one who killed a ger toishav. A ger toishav means, at the time when all Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, the law was that they could accept Goyim as a Ger Toishav. A Ger Toishav is a convert who has not completely converted to Judaism and taken upon himself the 613 mitzvahs. It means one who lives, he's still a Gentile, he lives among the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, and he accepts upon himself the seven mitzvahs of B'nai Noyach. He still is permitted to eat Nevela, he's permitted to eat on kosher animals, but he has accepted upon himself not to worship idols or to transgress any of the other seven mitzvahs of the descendants of Noach. Originally, one who killed a ger toishav, einei nereg olav bebezdin, he could not be put to death for this in Bezdin. Shadamar, because the Pasuk says, v'chiyozid ish al reyehu, when a man will deliberately plan and plot against his fellow man. And this is not his fellow man. And needless to say, the murderer is not put to death if he killed a goy. The echod ha-hoyrig es ha-eved, es eved acherim, oy ha-hoyrig avdoy, hareza nerogalov. And in the case of killing a slave, the same law applies regardless of whether he kills a slave who belongs to someone else or he kills a slave who's his own property. He's put to death for this murder. Sheho'eved kibil olav mitzvahs, because the slave has accepted upon himself the mitzvahs, those mitzvahs that women are obligated to keep, v'noisef al nachlas Hashem, and he has been added to the people who are considered the inheritance of the kingdom of God. Halacha Yud Beis. Ma bein avdoi li'eved acherim. So what difference is there between killing one's own slave and one's killing someone else's slave? She'avdoi yesh lo'i reshus l'hakoisoi. The difference is that one's own slave, one is authorized to beat the slave, even though he's not authorized to kill him. But someone else's slave, one has no permission to beat either. Lefichach, therefore, im hiko hakoh sheyesh ba kedei lahamis, if someone struck his own slave with a blow that could kill him, it was a sufficient blow to kill, v'natalamus, and he indeed was on his way to die, he was about to die, the Omad Esrim the Arba Shoyis, however, he remained alive for 24 hours, the Achakach Meis, and only after an interval of 24 hours did he die, Loihoyo Neregalov. In such a case, the owner was not killed because of him. Afa Pisha Meis, Machmas Hamaka, even though he died directly as a result of the blow that his master struck him. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yukam, he is not to be avenged. In the case of a master striking a slave, he is not avenged. Ki Kaspaihu, because it's his own property that he has killed. Now the Pasuk says, Im ach im yoim oyoimayim yamid, if he will remain alive a day or 2 days. What does it mean, a day or 2 days? How long does he have to remain alive? This means yoim shehu ki yoimayim. It means 1 day, which is like 2 days. Shehu meisles. This means 24 hours, because unless it begins exactly at the instant of sunset, any 24-hour period spans 2 days. Halacha Yugimel, Aval Hamake Evich Einishaloi, however, one who strikes a slave who does not belong to him, Afilu Meisli Acha Kamayomim Machmas Hamake, even if he died as a result of this blow several days later, Hoyil Vihikohu Kedei Lahamis, so long as the blow that he struck him was sufficient to bring about his death, Hareza Neregalov Kishar B'nei Choyrim, he is put to death because of this murder, just as any case where one had put to death where one had murdered a free man. Halacha Yud Dalid Yeiro Eli, the Rambam says, it is my opinion, Shehamakes Avdei Bisakin Vosayif, that one who strikes his slave with a knife or a sword, Oy be'even ve'egroif, or with a stone, or with his fist, v'chayotzi b'em, or some similar implement which could cause him to die, v'omduhu lamisa, and the physician said that he would die from this, v'meis, and then he died from it. The physician said he will definitely die, and he did ultimately die. Eini bedin yoima yumayim. This law of 1 day or two, this means this law of 24 hours, does not apply here. Elo afilu meis liacha shana neregalov. Even if he died a year later, his master is killed because of this. Lekoch nemar bashevet. For this reason, the Pasuk says, if he will strike him bashevet with a stick, that means, shaloi nosna teire reshus lahakoisei ela bashevet. The Torah only permitted the master to strike the slave with a stick. And only in such a case, if he struck him with a stick, does the law apply that if the death was delayed for 24 hours, he is not put to death for it. Umakil, or a shevet is a big stick, makil is a smaller stick, uritzua, or he hit him with a strap, v'chayotzi behem, or some similar thing, v'loi b'hakoas ritzicha, but not striking him with an implement that it will definitely be a case of murder. Not with striking him with implements that are used specifically for killing. Halocha tezvav, hamoiche avdoi, uposak imoiche yisham shenu shloishim yoim. If someone sold his slave to someone else, uposak imoi, but he sold it to him on the particular condition, sheyishamshenu shloishim yoim, that the slave would continue to serve the former master for 30 days. That is, the slave is already immediately the property of the purchaser, but the seller still owns the services of the slave for the next 30 days. V'hiko echod mehem b'teichleishim yoyim b'hamisai, and either one of these masters strikes the slave during the 30 days and killed him, harezan elagalov, he is to be put to death because of him, even if he lasted 24 hours. V'einei b'din yoyim ha'yomayim, this law of 24 hours does not apply here. Harishin, the first master, the former master, lefisha einei kaspei ha'miyuchad loy, because it's not specifically his property anymore. The slave is the property of the new master who has taken title. V'hasheini, and the second master, the new master, lefisha einei adayin tachtav, because even though he has taken title, he does not yet have possession of the slave. Therefore, neither one of them is considered the master here, and neither one of them is protected by this 44-hour law. Halocha tezayin, v'chein mi shechetz yoyeved v'chetz yiben choyer. And similarly, a case where one is half a slave and half free, that is, he was a slave, for instance, of two masters, of two partners, and one of the partners set free his half, so now half he is slave and half free man. The eved shel shnei shutvim, or a slave who is still the property of two partners, einam b'din yoyim ha'yomayim. In such a case, the law of 24 hours does not apply. Shaharei eimei liyachad mehem kaspei hamyuchad loy, because in none of these cases is any of the masters a specific owner of this slave. There's always someone else has a partner. In the first case, the slave owns partly himself, and the other case, the other partner has it. So in none of these cases is he fully the property of the master. Ulepichoch, and therefore neregolov, he is killed, he is put to death if he murders him, kishar ha'am, just as if he had murdered some other Jew.